Welcome to Bitachon for Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ya'el Davidowitz. Effect and Cause, a Paradigm Shift. As people observe the world at large and their life in particular and try to understand it, there is a natural tendency to adhere to the notion of cause and effect. Here's an example. If Sarah does research and makes a particular investment in the stock market, and then that fund does extraordinarily well, then the result is that Sarah's bank account just had a few more zeros added to it. It seems like the cause was Sarah's investment, which was made with hishtadlus, with effort, her efforts of research, and the effect is that she now has a lot more money. But from the Torah perspective, that is not at all how things actually operate. In this example, the cause is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that Sarah should have more money. The effect is that the fund she invested in did very well. The Hishtadlus was just what was required of her to try to support her family, but in reality had no direct correlation with the fund's success. It's a paradigm shift. The world actually operates by effect and cause, not cause and effect. The Beis HaLevi brings an example from Parshas Miketz to demonstrate this concept. Here's the gist of it. Yosef HaTzadik had been in prison for 12 years with no release date in sight. Paru has some dreams that disturbed him, and none of his dream interpreters on staff were able to give him a satisfactory interpretation. So the butler recommends Yosef, and thus Yosef is removed from prison, interprets Paro's dreams to satisfaction, and then gets elevated to the most powerful position in Egypt, in my personal, all-time favorite, rags-to-riches story. The story seems sequential. The cause took place first. Paro had dreams that no one could interpret, and then the effect came about. Yosef interpreted the dreams well, and was then emancipated and rose to power. Cause and effect. Paro has dreams, Yosef interprets them, Yosef is freed. But Chazal and Medrash Rabbah straighten out our perspective and completely shift the paradigm. Parshas Miketz begins, Vayihi Miketz Shenasayim, and it happened at the end of 2 years. The pasuk continues, Ufaro Cholem, and Paro was dreaming. Chazal explain, Vayihi Miketz Shenasayim, quoting a pasuk from Iov, Parak Chavches, pasuk Gimel, Ketz sam lachoshach, Hashem sets limits for the darkness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first determined that the time for Yosef to be freed from prison had arrived. The effect came first. The time had come for Yosef to be released. And only then did Hashem orchestrate the cause that Paro had the dream. I'm going to read to you from the Beis HaLevi. Ratzu bazel lishlo shelo yamar ki chalamo shel paro garma liyosef hayitziyah mibeis asurim. Chazal are instructing us, don't be under the misconception that Paro's dream brought about Yosef's release. Rather, hayitziyah shel Yosef shehigiyaz mano garma shechalom paro chalamo. Rather, it was because it was time for Yosef to be released that Paro had the dream. V'chein, he says, b'chol davar hamesovav, hanirtza lo yisparach gorem sheyizdamein l'ha'adam hasiba. And so it is with everything. Hashem determines what the results should be, and then arranges the effects to be available to us. The spiritual reality is a paradigm shift. Effect comes first, and then the cause follows suit. Thank you for listening to Bitachon for Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. In Od Malvado, Efes, Zulaso. Bitachon for Our Times is dedicated by Eve and Sedona Cohen in loving memory of their grandfathers, Philip Cohen of Philadelphia and Dr. Dudley Weber of New York, of blessed memory.